Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
Most people who are spiritually sensitive at all agree that America needs another great awakening, like the ones that we've experienced on several occasions in the past. America was born in the wake of the first Great Awakening, which kept us, by the way, from falling into that same morass of debauchery and destruction that France experienced during their revolution. America weathered the war between the states in the wake of the Second Great Awakening, which was reflected in the many stories of unexpected kindness that occurred even between bitter enemies. I believe America was poised for another Great Awakening in the early 70s and 80s. We just come out of the debacle of the 60s. The Jesus movement was underway. The strongest evangelical voices in the country had ever known were sounding from radio and television. Prominent pulpits throughout the country. But just before any real repentance or revival could come, I believe we derailed it with an endless stream of very public scandals within the church. And as Scripture says, when salt loses its savor, it becomes good for nothing to be trampled underfoot, which is pretty much where we find ourselves today. Well, the one common denominator in every great awakening has been that it begins with a return to the authority of Scripture and a passion for prayer and the souls of men. If this generation continues to assign the Scripture to the ash heap of irrelevance, the nation has little hope, no matter who's leading it. But if we'll return to the book, believe it, and obey it, another great awakening could be just around the corner.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.